One of the most powerful principles in entrepreneurship and investing is deceptively simple. Pursue opportunities where the downside is limited and the upside is enormous. This is the art of asymmetric risk, structuring decisions so that losses are capped, but gains are potentially exponential. When applied consistently, this mindset maximizes the risk-reward equation and dramatically improves long-term outcomes. Most people instinctively focus on probability. What are the chances this will work? But sophisticated decision-makers focus on magnitude. If it works, how big could it be? And if it fails, how much do we actually lose? These are different questions. A venture with a modest probability of success may still be rational, compelling if the upside is extraordinary and the downside survivable. Jeff Bezos famously described Amazon's bets as opportunities where a win might not just be a home run, but a 1,000 base hit. In other words, when something works at scale, it can generate returns so outsized that it compensates for many smaller failures. This philosophy shaped Amazon's willingness to experiment, whether with AWS, Prime, or third-party marketplaces. Many initiatives failed quietly, but the successes were transformative. The key is that Amazon structured its experiment so that most failures were affordable. They were bounded. They did not threaten the survival of the company. This is crucial. Asymmetric upside only works if the downside does not wipe you out. In practice, choosing ventures with limited downside means asking hard questions up front. What is the maximum capital at risk? Can we test this idea cheaply before scaling? Is there reputational risk? Does failure close future doors, or does it generate learning? The best asymmetric bets often share common traits. They are testable in small increments, leverage existing assets, and allow for rapid iteration. Technology startups frequently embody this principle. A small team can build a prototype with modest funding. If the product fails to gain traction, losses are relatively contained. But if it resonates with the market, network effects and scalability can produce extraordinary returns. Digital platforms in particular allow marginal costs to remain low while upside scales globally. The same logic applies beyond startups. An employee proposing a new initiative inside a company can frame it as a pilot program rather than a full transformation. An investor can allocate a small percentage of a portfolio to high-growth assets while protecting the core. A leader can run controlled experiments before committing to sweeping changes. In each case, the downside is managed, while the upside remains open-ended. Importantly, asymmetric thinking also changes how we view failure. If losses are anticipated and contained, failure becomes part of the strategy rather than a catastrophe. It becomes the price paid for access to potential exponential gains. This mindset encourages boldness, but disciplined boldness. However, not all risks are asymmetric. Many ventures have capped upside and unlimited downside, such as over-leveraged investments or reputational gambles. These are dangerous because one failure can erase years of progress. The goal is to avoid fragility while seeking convexity, situations where outcomes skew positively. In the long run, a handful of extraordinary wins can define careers, companies, and industries. But those wins are rarely predictable in advance. They emerge from repeated, thoughtful exposure to asymmetric opportunities. Choosing ventures with minimal downside and massive upside is not about gambling. It is about intelligent portfolio thinking. Protect the base, limit the loss, leave room for the 1,000 base hit.